Hello and welcome to The Week Ahead with ATFX. My name's Nick Twidell, I'm the Chief Market Analyst. And as always, we're going to be giving you a brief run through of what to expect for financial markets in the coming week. But of course, we cannot look at the week ahead without having a quick glance in the rear mirror to see what happened, and a lot happened last week. So once again, on Thursday and Friday, US stock markets, global stock markets smashed. Another near 6% for US, the major US indices on Friday, all coming, of course, on the back of President Trump's sweeping tariff updates, including the base 10% tariff on all goods coming into the US and individual reciprocal tariffs on individual countries, which has added some massive moves to markets as US markets in particular start to price in stagflation and recession risks. It is one of the most volatile weeks I think we've seen in about 5 years. The worst week for US stock markets for 5 years since the COVID crisis. So on the back of that, I think we have to say for the week ahead, expect that trade impact to continue to move markets, expect any tariff updates to continue to move markets. Geopolitical influences will, for the short term and probably medium term, dominate what we're getting on the macroeconomic calendar and data. But eventually investors will have to come back, and because we're making these moves on what we're expecting to happen to data over the medium and long term, but we will have to pay attention. And there are a few key pieces coming out this week which will move markets and will give investors and traders alike pause for thought, I should say, as we come up. Now, we'll do our usual thing and run you through everything on a day-by-day basis. Those things that are scheduled, those things, I think this week we have to say those that are unscheduled. So I think any time we do hear from President Trump, scheduled or not scheduled, expect markets to move and markets to move hard. The other side of the equation, of course, from what we've seen on these geopolitical impacts, is counter tariff moves and what countries are going to do what to counter the moves that President Trump made on Wednesday, and whether we see any deals done. And it does appear that he's looking to do some deals. So those headlines are going to move markets substantially, one would think. Anyway, without further ado, let's get into the day-by-day cut down of what's going on the macroeconomic calendar. So I kind of delayed a bit there because the first 2 days are actually very, very quiet. It is mainly third-tier data that we're going to see coming through on Monday and Tuesday. Nothing really to move the dial, and certainly expect markets on Monday to open well on the back foot after what we saw on Wall Street on Friday. I would add to what we saw from the tariff impact, non-farm payrolls came in stronger than expected, which adds to this increased concerns of stagflation. And we heard from Fed Chair Jerome Powell, and he kind of reiterated that they're in no hurry to cut rates, especially while the potential for inflation to come through from these tariffs is high. So that's kind of increased concerns and probably added a little bit to some of the downside we saw move in stocks, although it did arrest some of the downside move we've seen to US yields over the last few days. So Monday and Tuesday, very little coming from. Tuesday, we do have late in the day a bit of a focus on Canadian markets with the IV PMI data, I should say. That's due out close to the New York Open, expected to come in at 53.2. Big number for Canadian loonie traders, but keep an eye on that. That could add some volatility. So really, the macroeconomic event calendar kicks off on Wednesday, and then it does really start to come through. So Wednesday, big focus on central banks. Starts off in the Asian session. Midway through the day, we've got the RBNZ rate call. They're expected to lower rates by 25 basis points. Keep an eye on what we get from the statement from them and any updates that we get afterwards, but expected to bring rates down from 3.75% to 3.50%. Later in the day, we've got no confirmed time, but Bank of Japan Governor Ueda is due to speak. Once again, given the unrest that we've seen in the markets, how it's affected the Bank of Japan, expect to be some even more moves in what's already been a volatile yen market. And then there's a huge gap until the end of the market day when we get the FOMC meeting minutes, which could once again move US markets. So big central bank day on Wednesday. But once again, the whole out of the whole week, it's relatively quiet, especially from what we've seen over the last couple of weeks. Thursday is a bigger data day, and it's mainly focused on inflation, and that's obviously key to central banks and what we're seeing. So we could see some big moves in markets on the back of the, especially if that US number, and this is probably the main event of the week, the US CPI data, comes in a little bit stronger, adding to those stagflation concerns. But the initial focus on Thursday will be in Asia, and it will be on Chinese markets. We've got key CPI and PPI data due out. The CPI data is expected to show just a 0.1% year-on-year increase in China. PPI, much worse, expecting a 2.3% decrease. So keep an eye on that. Anything off of those expectations could see some moves in Chinese markets. Australian markets will be paying attention, and this comes in the European session. RBA Governor Michelle Bullock is speaking. Once again, expect any updates on what the RBA's considering doing to move the Aussie. The Aussie's been another big mover. Most of the currencies have, of course, but the Aussie has been smashed against the dollar and on the crosses. So anything, I suppose some bulls will be looking for a little bit of reassurance from Governor Bullock when she speaks. But the main event of the week comes out Thursday night for us here in Australia, but Thursday morning in New York, shortly after the session opens, we've got CPI data. So the CPI headline number month on month expected to show a 0.1% increase. The core number, which has some of the more varied aspects removed, and a lot of the market investors and central bankers alike focus more on the core data, that's expected to show a 0.3% increase, up from last month's 0.2%. And that's where we're talking about that sticky inflation number. We also get the usual weekly unemployment claims at the same time, coming in at 223,000. Should say as well, on Thursday, there's a raft of central bank speakers in the afternoon there in the New York session. So MPC's Breeden, Fed's Logan and Fed's Bowman all set to speak. We also hear from the Fed's Goolsbee and Harker later in the day. So plenty going on. Thursday's probably the highlight of the week in terms of scheduled market events. Friday, there's a bit to go on as well. Nothing really in the Asian session, but big focus on UK markets once Europe opens. GDP data is out. That's surrounded by construction data and manufacturing production data, but expect the GDP number month on month expected to show a 0.1% increase. Expect that to dominate moves. We should see moves across sterling products. And then once New York opens, more inflation data, the PPI numbers coming out. PPI month on month expected to show a 0.2% increase, the core number a 0.3% increase. And then later in the day, we get the prelim University of Michigan consumer sentiment and inflation expectations data, which also has the propensity to move markets. We round out the week with more Fed updates from Musilem and Williams and Green, actually MPC's Green, late in the day. So it's going to be a busy, volatile week. Yes, the macroeconomic calendar is probably not as busy as we've seen certainly last week with the job numbers and all the US updates. But given what we got from Donald Trump, given what we got on that trade front, expect volatility to be hard and fast, certainly for the first few days of the week, and it may continue after that. But some of these data updates could move markets strongly as well. So good luck trading out there. If you need anything from us at ATFX, please let us know. And thanks for tuning in. Thank you.